Online gambling is up and running in New Jersey, and it's getting a lot of promotion on billboards and in commercials like this one.
If you're in New Jersey, then you need to check out the fantastic online poker action taking place on Ultimate Poker.
Governor Chris Christie expected the state to bring in $160 million in taxes as a result, but so far, just over $4 million has come in. WNYC's Jessica Gould looks at New Jersey's big bet.
If New Jersey wants to make as much money as it said it would from online gambling, a lot more people would have to play like this guy.
My name is Jason Schlachter, and I'm an internet poker player.
Monday through Friday, and sometimes on Saturdays, Schlachter leaves his Union Square apartment and joins the throngs outside for his commute to work.
It's fine. It makes me like part of the real workforce.
He takes the PATH train to Hoboken. And then it's just a quick walk to his office. In his case, a chain coffee shop with a good outlet and free Wi-Fi. That's where he'll spend about 8 hours playing up to 16 poker tables at a time.
Open up the computer, log on to the internet.
Schlachter makes his living playing poker. He used to go to casinos, but he missed his wife back in Manhattan. So he was thrilled when New Jersey joined Delaware and Nevada to legalize online gambling within state lines. Now all he has to do is head across the Hudson to play.
It offers me a lot of the things that I like in my life, the ability to have a flexible schedule, to play when I'd like to play.
The licenses are limited to Atlantic City casinos, and they pay 15% of their take in taxes to the state. Senator Ray Lesniak, a Democrat, co-authored the gaming legislation and is one of its biggest boosters in the state legislature.
I was determined to get it done because Atlantic City desperately needed new revenues, and it has great potential ultimately for additional revenues, not only for Atlantic City, but for the state itself.
Lesniak says gaming will save thousands of jobs at casinos still struggling to recover from the 1-2 punch of the recession and Sandy. And he says the new tax will pump millions of dollars into state coffers. But he admits it could take a while.
Well, we certainly had less obstacles than the Affordable Care Act, affectionately known as Obamacare.
Like Obamacare, online gambling had a rocky start. Software that confirms you're playing in New Jersey was finicky, and some credit card companies reject players' payments as policy. Lesniak hopes those issues will improve over time. But the senator says even he was surprised to see how much money Christie thought online gambling would bring in. Only 2.5% of the $160 million the governor budgeted has come through so far.
The governor was way off base. I personally believe he just made up numbers in order to help balance his budget to get him through the election.
This internet gaming issue was clearly one of the biggest misses ever on a single revenue line in the history of the state.
David Rousseau is a former state treasurer who worked for a series of Democratic governors. Now he's an analyst for New Jersey Policy Perspective. He says being overly optimistic about revenues is a bipartisan trend, especially during budget season.
The more money you project coming in, the more money you have to spend, which means there's more things that you can fund or less things that you have to cut. It's that simple.
But at the end of the day, state law requires a balanced budget, so you have to make up the difference somewhere. And some rosy revenue predictions plus unexpected costs for things like snow removal look like they could add up to a $700 million shortfall this year. That's out of a $33 billion budget. Last year, officials used some creative accounting to make ends meet. This year, the state is recalculating its pension obligation, spending less than planned in the near term, and adding more debt to the retirement fund. Rousseau notes the move comes at the same time the governor has been sounding an alarm about problems with the pension system.
It's just ironic that he would take $94 million out of the system that could have been put in there to help offset those future costs.
Spokesmen for the state's treasurer's office say the changes are part of an annual review of New Jersey's pension system and had nothing to do with the shortfall in the budget. As for the future of online gaming in the state, supporters like Lesniak aren't giving up. The senator has a bill to open it up to other states and even other countries. You could say he's doubling down. And so, for that matter, is professional poker player Jason Schlachter.
I won a $160 pot, 80 of which was mine, so I won $80.
Soon, he says, he'll be moving to New Jersey, just to be closer to his office. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.